The U.S. Open teed off just about an hour ago. I'm closely watching Tiger Woods. I'm on Tiger Watch again. You could watch it online right now, and he's one under as of right now. Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, joins us now. I'm sure you're on Tiger Watch as well.
No doubt about it, Jamie. Good morning to you, the group. Hello again, everyone. This chat brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, they kicked off another $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Yes, very interesting. The first round of the U.S. Open underway at what will be a very challenging Pinehurst number 2 course in Pinehurst, North Carolina. You mentioned, Jamie, the great Tiger Woods. He is indeed on the course. He is paired with Will Zalatoris and Matt Fitzpatrick. And Tiger is going off the back, teeing off on number 10. He birdied that first hole. He is still at one under through four. I'll let you know, Patrick Cantlay, also one under through three. The great Tony Finau, one under through three. But let's just not ignore the elephant in the room. All the conversation leading up to this U.S. Open involves the one and only Scottie Scheffler. Why not? He has won five of his last eight starts. This year, Scheffler played in 13 events. He finished inside the top 10 in 12 of them. He leads the tour in strokes gained, total averaging nearly three strokes gained over the field average. And Victor Hovland said it best, an accomplished player in his own right. It's not just that Scheffler is winning. It's that even when he doesn't play as well as he can still win. So there you go. Now, the question becomes who in the field might be able to knock off Scottie Scheffler? Well, how about Xander Schauffele? The 30-year-old from San Diego finished in the top 25 in each of his last 10 starts on tour, including seven in the top eight. Remember, he tied for second at the Players' Championship, was solo second at the Wells Fargo Championship, a signature event, and then captured his first major at last month's PGA Championship. And it's very interesting, you guys, when you take a look at how they put the pairings together for the first and second rounds of the Open Championship. Because, how about this? Going off at 1:14 this afternoon, you've got Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Scottie Scheffler together.
That's a good group.
That is a power group, if ever there was one. But listen, back to Tiger quickly. You know, he's up there a little bit. But leading up to this first round, Tiger said he feels as though that he's strong enough to win this U.S. Open championship. That being said, Pinehurst number 2, it's under USGA rule, is going to be very challenging. In his practice rounds, what did Tiger say? He said, look, like other players during these practice rounds, I putted off the green.
Right.
A lot of folks are doing that. As a matter of fact, your defending U.S. Open champion, Wyndham Clark, has identified the greens at Pinehurst number 2 as borderline. So
borderline legal in that there are some
so
pins
fast
that may not. We saw a couple practice rounds yesterday where guys were putting up to the hole and then would roll right back to their feet. That's a question about whether that's a legal pin.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw the clip on social media. It's all the rage these days. There were players dropping a ball in the middle of a green, and it's literally rolling right off.
Yeah.
So, listen, you have got to attack this course with a lot of theory. Look, long irons, how are you going to attack it?
Yeah, but who's the best iron player right now? Scottie Scheffler.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The dude is just paramount in his ball striking right now. But again, there's 155 other players that want to have their shining moment. And historically, at the U.S. Open, what better opportunity for you to show your stuff? And by the way, while we're talking about it, and this is rather interesting, Germany's Martin Keimer, you recall, he was the wire-to-wire winner in the last U.S. Open played at Pinehurst number 2, that in 2014. Martin Keimer won. He got a check for $1.62 million. The purse, $9 million. whoever lifts the U.S. Open trophy on Sunday, they're going to earn $4.3 million of a $21.5 million purse. That, my friends, the largest ever awarded in a men's major championship.
Doggone inflation, Steve. You see what happens?
You know, at least the USGA is giving these players a cost of living increase.
That's a nice cola bump.
You know, but this is truly one of those tournaments that is must-see TV, especially when the conditions are going to be as they are at Pinehurst number two. You're talking about, obviously, the best players in the world. And golf, for whatever level you're at, can be a very humbling game. And if you've already got the defending champ, Wyndham Clark, calling the greens borderline, fasten your seatbelts, sit back, and prepare for some turbulence, because there's going to be some.
Have you looked at this waste rough? I mean, this is not the deep turf that we're used to in a U.S. Open. It is a waste rough where, as I said earlier, it looks like something out of a Dr. Seuss book with these huge tufts of grass and then just bare earth around them. So, you know, the bounce of the ball is going to make a great deal of difference. There's going to be a lot of bad luck, and there's going to be some fortunate breaks.
No, and that's why this is about as strategic as it gets for the best players in the world. It's great that you can hit a long iron, but you better hit that long iron high, because if you want to hold the green, it's got to come in just right. And I think there's going to be a lot of players playing that particular shot short. I don't think long players at Pinehurst number two have a distinct advantage like other courses where majors are played, because there's a lot of strategy involved.
Right.
And
yeah.
if your flat stick isn't cooperating, it could be a very, very long round. Like Tiger said, putting off the green.
Right. Well, you know who has all the shots in his bag is Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for pointing that out. If only it was true.
Have a great Thursday.
Yeah, that'll do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Take care. All Talk is next.